All right, it's time for the children to come down. Oh, goodness gracious, we're missing Annie. Where is Annie? I know where Annie is. She's on holidays, yay, down to Robe and Mount Gambier, all that beautiful limestone coast. So if you get to listen in, Annie, I hope you're really having lots of fun on your holiday. Well, the rest of us children, it's another chilly week, but, well, Pastor Greg's coping okay so far, so that's good, isn't it? Yeah. All right. I'd like to read this piece of scripture to you. Beautiful piece of scripture where Jesus talks to the people and says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Well, children, you can't see me, but maybe you can guess what I'm holding in my hand. And as I wrote my little story, I said I'm holding up a brick. I don't actually have a brick. I have a very heavy New Jerusalem Bible in my hand. How much do you think it weighs? It's pretty heavy, probably a couple of kilograms, but I think you could pick that up okay. Now, it's not so heavy, all right? And I can hold it quite easily. But do you think I could pick this up and hold it with my arm straight out to the side? Okay, well, I'm doing that. I've picked it up. I can hold it out with my arm out straight and hold the Bible up. But I wonder how long I might be able to hold it up for like that. Okay, it's pretty heavy. You should try it sometime. I might be able to manage a minute, maybe 2 minutes, but then it gets very heavy. The longer I hold it, the heavier it feels. And if you're watching, you'll see my arm going lower, lower. Pastor Greg can't hold it up anymore. Thump, there it goes on the floor. Oh dear. Well, I want you to imagine that that heavy weight or that load that I was carrying is a burden, or our troubles, the things that worry us, that we carry around with us. What are some of those troubles, some of those burdens that you have in life? Well, I'll tell you a few. Some of you might be having trouble with your schoolwork. Perhaps you're having trouble at home. You may have a serious illness. You might be feeling very sick. You might be really worried about something you've done. Your family, like a lot of families at the moment, might be having financial difficulties, trouble with finding money to pay the bills. Or maybe one of your playmates at school has been making fun of you. They're burdens, they're heavy things that weigh us down, aren't they? Well, that's a pretty heavy load, all of those troubles and concerns, to carry by yourself, isn't it? That's really hard. Sometimes it makes us unhappy. Well, the good news that Jesus tells us today is that you don't have to carry them alone. In our Bible lesson for today that George very kindly read to us, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened or tired and troubled, and I will give you rest." Then he went on to say, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I won't go into a big discussion now about a yoke, but I think we'll have one day in the children's address when we're back together. Jesus is our helper. Sometimes we hold on to our burdens and try to carry them ourselves, but Jesus will help us if we will let him. And I gave this same sort of message to some of the very old people that live in an old people's home up north. I go up there every second Friday and do a service. And I explained it like this. If we have our troubles and our burdens and we're trying to wrestle against them like Pastor Greg holding it right out to his side, well, remember that I said that I'm holding a Bible. So if we say that the Bible is the word of God, or Jesus really, if we hold him far away from ourselves, it makes it very difficult for him to help us, doesn't it? But if we take that big heavy weight and we wrap our arms around it and we hold Jesus close to us, close to our heart, then he's right with us. And he can take on all the troubles that we can ever imagine and plenty more and help us. So will you do that, children? Will you hold Jesus close to you and say, Jesus, will you please take my burdens? Will you make my life a little bit easier, a little bit lighter? Will you do that? Yeah, of course you will. Okay, let's fold our hands and our eyes shut. Annie, I'm shouting out to you down at Road, not too tight, sweetie. Okay, let's pray. Father, sometimes our burdens are more than we can bear. Help us to remember that Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In his name we pray. Amen. All right, isn't that good news, children? Yeah. All right, let's go back to your seats now. We're back to the road. Bye-bye, Annie. Ta-da.